Hi, and welcome to Be Still and Know with me, Dr. Micah Jazz. Listening to God sounds both logical and self-explanatory. As God's followers, why wouldn't we listen to God? Yet the very art of listening raises so many questions. How do I hear God's voice? Does it equate to my feelings? Isn't there a danger I just make everything up and deceive myself? These are all good and appropriate questions. The fact that we ask them, amongst many others that come to mind, is a good sign. It reveals a measure of our humility. We acknowledge we are disposed to confusing our own preferences with God's leading. However, there is no other way to move forward. We always run the risk of getting things wrong. Like those first disciples, we can only learn from our mistakes. God is often presented as a father. Any parent knows that children will make mistakes. Sometimes these are honest errors of judgment, whilst at other times they're willful decisions taken for apparent advantage. The parental issue is never really about the decision already taken, but in the learning that follows. As a parent, I don't immediately assume my child is so willful that they're rejecting me. I see them taking a shortcut to their desired outcome. I have great patience, despite my initial annoyance, in sitting down and talking this through with them. They're usually engaged with this because they're either wanting to learn or ashamed of their deceitful actions. The good news is that they are usually aware of the problem, even if they feel the need to put up an initial defense for their actions. This is also true of our relationship with God. We have a conscience that is sensitized to God's Spirit. It seeks to act as a compass within us, which instinctively points towards God's preference. Learning to live by its direction is always a challenge. I have a very well-developed sense of my own desires and entitlement. This is the arena in which I must wrestle with God, just as Jacob did. It's my personal encounter with God. Here I find my real self, and determine the degree to which I choose to walk God's way rather than my own. Of course, finding God's path will always carry with it what I call a shadow of doubt, for I can never be totally convinced I am in God's way. That shadow itself is a constructive stimulus that keeps me authentically focused upon seeking and discerning God throughout my life. Finding God's path always demands a measure of risk. It is good for me to reflect that by choosing God today will never mean that I will be found on God's way tomorrow. As my understanding of myself and of God matures, I continually have to make decisions that impact on the very day-to-day lifestyle decisions I adopt and all the actions I take. As we enter into the God space today, how much do you want to walk in God's way? Your answer will determine the degree to which you sit down and wrestle with God over both the direction of your life and the decisions you take daily. Amen. Walking God's way is a choice I make each and every day of my life. Slowly I discover how I am to live my life in response to God. Now please do write to me, micah.jazz@premier.org.uk, with any questions or comments or insights. I'd love to be in contact with you, and will write back personally and in confidence just as soon as I can. And why not visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope, join our Voice of Hope family, and follow along with these daily meditations at home, in print or direct to your favourite mobile device. Join me this Sunday for Premier Life, as well as for Be Still and Know throughout the week. However, for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.